And so this morning we are on Thanksgiving Sunday, also going to be celebrating Holy Communion shortly. And so I was thinking, we have much to be thankful for, don't we?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Thank you. And yet, I don't know about you, I don't know about your circumstances, but I hear complaints on a regular basis because many of them come from me. But also the people around me. And I listen to those complaints, none of which are made up, none of which are imaginary things. I'm not talking about people who are complaining that, oh, I don't know, they don't have wings so they can fly to work instead of take a car. Nobody's complaining about that. But there seems to be something about human beings that we are not so much looking just for something to complain about, but we're alert for those things to complain about. Not everyone. I have met people, not very many, who never seem to complain. And they're delightful people to be around once you understand they're for real. Because at first, it's so strange. You think that they're just making it up or something. But when I think of the things that we have to be thankful for, I mean, in these days of a world that's gone a little peculiar in places and things are happening that we thought would never happen again, we do have much to be thankful for, but only if we're willing to be thankful. And that sounds sort of silly, doesn't it? Of course it is. But we do. Being thankful is a choice, because there are all kinds of things that happen to us, that we accomplish or whatever else, that people look upon and say, wow, that's great, you should be thankful. And we realize that we have forgotten to be thankful. And I say we, I'm speaking primarily of myself. I've talked to other people. I think it's a fairly common experience, but I don't want to speak for, certainly not for anyone here or anyone really, but that can happen to me. And it has happened to me, and it happened to me more than once, as I have accomplished something that is worthwhile, and is of value, and I had help from people, and I'm moving on to the next thing without taking the time to be grateful to the people that helped me to get there, for the work itself. And I wish I knew an easy way to fix that, but I don't. But I do know a difficult way to fix that. And that's what we read in, what Guy read for us in Philippians, where Paul writes, finally, siblings and friends, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I'm sure there are other ways to become a thankful person, but thinking in those ways will help. Because when you look at those things, nobility and purity and things that are admirable and excellent, what does that do? Well, for me, it takes my eyes off that part I don't like, that little bit that isn't perfect. I've made great strides in this, and I am now often, not always, but often able, when somebody says, wow, that was a good thing you did, to say thank you and not say but. Because I did that for a long time. People would say, oh, you did a great job. And, oh, thanks. But, you know, there's this part that wasn't very good. And then I started thinking about that. And then I foolishly mentioned it to a therapist who said, okay, let's think about that for a second. Let's think about what you're doing when you say that. What you're saying is that these people who are thankful to you, who are grateful to you, who are expressing good things to you, have missed something. You're saying, whether you mean to or not, that you're superior to them because you've noticed this small flaw in what you've done that they didn't point out. And you're not superior. You just happen to notice that flaw. How do you think that makes people feel? How does it make you feel when somebody says that? And I realized it wasn't a feeling I enjoyed a lot. And so I've worked really hard at becoming a person who can say thank you when somebody says something nice to me. I mean, sometimes when they say it and it's actually somebody else, I don't try and take somebody else's thing. You know, if somebody comes over and says, oh, you made a great meal and it was Hadley, I'm going to make sure that Hadley know that they know that Hadley did it. But being thankful comes from that source of gratitude that we can build into our lives. And we can do it by thinking on these things that Paul tells us to think upon, which are all good things. Another way that we can do it, and this one has some significant research behind it as well, is if you once a day write down three things for which you are grateful, and they need to be specific things. You know, it's not, you know, I'm grateful I'm not dead. You know, that's, I am, but, you know, something specific. They don't have to be big, but specific. You know, I'm thankful that that person said a nice thing to me. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful. If you write down three grateful things every day, you will become a happier person. And in all likelihood, you will live at least a little bit longer. Because people who live with gratitude live longer than people who don't. And when we think about the fact that we have much to be thankful for, I stuck the "don't we" on the end because there's a phrase going around, a sentence going around that haunts me. And it's, to people with privilege, equality feels like oppression. And I've thought about that. And I've thought, am I one of those people? And I realize that, yeah, at times I have been. Because people who are privileged find it easy to look at the world like it's a pie. And so if I have this much of the pie, if you get any more of the pie, I have less pie. But that's not the world. The world isn't a pie. The world is the world. And when people get more of whatever it is, when they're treated with more respect, when they have more rights, when they are not oppressed, that doesn't oppress me. And it explains a lot about what's going on in various political movements in the world, where there's this lashing out at the increasing of rights for other people. And it's because if you live in that scarcity mentality, that zero-sum game, there's only this much pie, then, yeah, you'll feel that way. Because every time somebody gets some pie, it comes out of your share. But it doesn't work that way. Every time people are given more rights, we have more to be thankful for. The world is a much better place with women being able to vote. And it's not just that we've come along and we've developed some new technologies. No, we now have the likelihood of having both gender expressions making decisions, which means we get better decisions. It's just better. And yet when women were saying they wanted the vote, people were saying, well, you can't have the vote, you're not really a person. Why would we give you the vote when you can't open your own bank account? Which was also a thing, hard to believe as it is. So when we are thankful, it's helpful if we look at things from the perspective of every time something good happens to anyone, anywhere, everything gets better. This is the only time when a rising tide lifts all boats. You often hear that about financial things, and sometimes it's true, often it isn't. But when people gain more respect, when they're treated with more respect, everything gets better. We live in a better world than my parents did and my grandparents did. Not just because we've got MRI machines, although that's certainly helpful, but because we have more people who are considered full members of everything that is. Oh, we have lots of work to do. Don't get me wrong. I don't think we're there yet. But we do have much to be thankful for. We are worshiping in a chapel inside another denomination's church. 50 years ago? I'm not so sure. Things have changed. Things have gotten better. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful that my children have a better understanding of the world and their place in it than I did at their age. Oh, the internet has got lots to dislike. Ongoing connection has many, many downsides. But it does bring some gifts also. And my children have been the beneficiary of those, as have I. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, I encourage you to take those things you're not so sure we're thankful for and think about them again. You know, don't spend your whole day pondering on everything you don't like or anything like that. But maybe, just maybe, when you think of some of those things you're not immediately thankful for, like good health and family and friends and a congregation with lovely people, maybe some of those things you're not all that thankful for will turn out to be not so bad after all. And it will be possible to be thankful for those too. Because yes, we do have much to be thankful for. But I, for one, could use a few more. I'd like to be thankful for even more things than I am now. And the only way I will, the only way any of us will, is if we look to see them. And we're probably going to have to look in places we haven't looked before. Amen.